From Church Leaders, How to Dare Great Things, by Elaine S. Dalton, Young Women General President. These are your days. You have been reserved to be here on the earth now. Your gifts and talents and your preparation now will help you to accomplish your divine mission, and each of us has one. Each of you came to the earth with gifts to help you accomplish your part. Dare great things. What will this require of each of us? 1. Dream big. What seems impossible is often possible. Believe in yourselves. Believe in not only who and what you are now, but in what you have the power to become. Take every opportunity you can to draw strength and inspiration by attending the temple. Seek learning not only by study, but also by faith. Work hard to achieve your dreams. Don't let discouragement or mistakes delay you. Push yourselves. Move beyond the limitations set by ordinary men. Don't let the low standards and expectations of the world and others cause you to aim beneath your nobility and ability. Dream big. What I know and have learned is that anything worth doing is not easy, and that we can do anything that is not easy if we believe. 2. Move out of our comfort zones. We must be willing to change, to make transitions, to repent. From everything I read in the scriptures, I don't think the Lord likes us to be in a comfort zone. He repeatedly takes his choicest servants out of their comfort zones and challenges them by their circumstances, their trials, and their opportunities to become more and to do more. In order to do this, we must be willing to move out of our comfort zones, to change. And that change can happen today. 3. Go forward with full confidence, relying on the strength of the Lord. Did you know that the word confidence is derived from the Latin words con and fideo, which means with faith? Confidence requires faith and purity. If you have a testimony of Jesus Christ and his restored gospel, you will be able to make any of life's transitions. When you make a transition, you are never alone. Our Heavenly Father knows exactly where you are, and he will be with you. As you make some transitions, and they're difficult, you can pray to him. He will even send his angels to be with you. He will lead you to a place better than you can comprehend. From Dare Great Things, Brigham Young University, Idaho Devotional, October 11, 2011, byui.edu. Share your experiences. Share your experiences in applying this principle and read the experiences of other youth by going to lds.org/go/325. How have you applied this? The first time I passed the sacrament, I was nervous because I had never done something like that before. But I'm glad I tried it because it makes me feel good. I know that I'm serving others when I do it. Caden B. This year I was asked to help youth with disabilities. At first I was scared because I didn't know what to expect. But it's probably one of the most spiritual things I've done. Cassidy B. When I was 14, I was called as the ward chorister. It was very frightening for me. But I had the support of my ward, and now I am all the better for it. Brittany P. End of the article, How to Dare Great Things.